Hi, welcome to Siegel & Gale Says, a podcast highlighting our brand consultants' points of view in audio format. I'm Daniel Alonso, a member of the marketing team at Siegel & Gale. Siegel & Gale is a preeminent brand strategy, design, and experience firm. The last 50 years, we have helped build the world's leading brands through strategies, stories, and experiences that are elegantly simple and unexpectedly fresh. When organizations have complex brand-building questions, whether around mergers and acquisitions, strategic positioning, brand identity, experience, or growth, they turn to our experts. In this episode, our head of insights for EMEA, Ben Osborne, reads, Leveraging Brand to Bridge the Adoption Gap. Originally published on SiegelGale.com and co-authored with Senior Director of Strategy for EMEA, Liz Olson, this white paper explores how auto companies can turn intention into action by leveraging brand. This is Siegel & Gale Says.
Hi, I'm Ben Osborne. I am a research director at Siegel & Gale. The paper we are talking about today is Leveraging Brand to Bridge the Adoption Gap. Every consumer is on their own journey towards a more environmentally conscious and sustainable future. When it comes to electric vehicles or EVs, the pace of that journey to adoption varies based on the consumer's readiness for broader lifestyle change. In order to understand how the gap to electric vehicle adoption can be bridged, automotive companies need to understand consumers' lives outside of the vehicle. We fielded a bespoke survey to 158 respondents across North America, Western Europe, and Scandinavia to quantify their journey to understand the role of electric vehicles within it, and to reveal barriers to EV adoption. 53% of consumers were not actively thinking about electric vehicles, but of those who were contemplating the switch, only 4% had actually taken action. So essentially what we can say is that 96% of the people receptive to adopting electric vehicles are yet to take any action. This is a significant adoption gap. When we explicitly asked consumers to tell us in their own words what mobility meant to them, they focus on freedom of movement, on flexibility, and being unrestricted. The current barriers to buying EV are often rooted in the limitations consumers expect from the experience. They associate EV with poor charging infrastructure, with low range, with unproven technology. In addition to this, the price point discourages trial for many. But the main thing there is that EV does not represent freedom of movement that is personal to the consumer. We have to really incorporate that in our thinking. But going further, in order to truly understand the adoption gap, we started by comparing the goal of achieving mobility without fossil fuels or environmental impact to a much bigger, broader goal of having a lifestyle completely free from fossil fuels or free from environmental impact. What we actually found was that the mobility goal was even more important and urgent than the complete lifestyle goal. It was very clearly defined. It has a very clear end benefit to the consumer. However, it was seen as also being less difficult to achieve. It was something which should feel much more straightforward than the bigger shift. And interestingly, when we start to dig into this further, the interplay between the perceived importance of making the change and the perceived difficulty of doing so dramatically impacts a consumer's opinion of when an EV would become a viable option for them personally. Those thinking adoption of EVs is important, but also difficult, are expecting to postpone the decision for 15 years. But even those who think it is important and easy expect to wait another 8 years. So this would suggest that even those warmest to adopting EVs are going to buy at least one other vehicle, and in more often than not, two other vehicles before making the change. So automotive brands must do more. They must do more to support consumers in turning intention into reality, but also to act more quickly. To achieve this, automotive and mobility brands need to focus on their role beyond the car, beyond the product. In a landscape where sustainability is quickly becoming table stakes, and every automotive player and energy firm is tripping over themselves to move into EV, there is a need to step back and figure out what your role truly is. At Siegel & Gale, we believe that for brands to make a real impact with audiences and to ensure relevance today and tomorrow, they must act with simplicity, with authenticity, and with purpose. By focusing on the ecosystem that goes beyond the vehicle, brands have an opportunity to act with purpose across the entire customer journey, a journey that most of the time does not involve a car. What does this mean? Well, if we just kind of break this down into three specific strands. The first, develop and deliver purpose to stand out from the crowd. The themes of sustainability, connectivity, electrification, and putting the customer first are table stakes for the future. Tesla has long been a purposeful pioneer in EV, with a purpose elevated out of automotive or out of mobility to a broader role in the transition to sustainable energy. The brand's accompanying promise of an electric car without compromises creates a concrete user-centric goal. The company's credible actions towards its purpose are its differentiator, with serious and ongoing investment in adjacent clean energy products alongside new EV models that continue to best the ones that came before. As the most valuable car brand of the world, Mercedes has a huge incentive to use its brand purpose to continue to stand out in a crowded field. First move the world, while focusing heavily on the development of sustainable mobility, brings a dynamic boldness and emotional resonance that gives Mercedes a broad remit for innovation and change. Underlying brand principles such as an inner unrest for what's next, a star built on trust, a bond that unites, a beauty that moves us, further cement the brand's emotional connection to customers, creating a departure from the usual purpose narrative of top auto manufacturers today. So how do you use purpose? Where do you start? The first thing, you have to work on your narrative. If your purpose is not yet rising above the table stakes factors, bring people together to think about how to evolve it. How might you expand on the current purpose? This might mean answering questions like, what are the emotional, lifestyle-led benefits that you can credibly aim to deliver to customers and consumers? Next, bring an action lens. Develop purpose from the get-go with a mind to the actions you'll take to deliver it. Create a long list of ways to deliver, then crystallize your plan around those initiatives with the greatest impact, whether on a micro or a macro scale. The second point to deliver here, look beyond the engine to drive EV adoption. Barriers for consumers are high. We've already seen this from the research. Of those intending to buy an EV, fewer than 1 in 20 have acted on this intention, and more than half have no intention at this time. Brands must go beyond core product features to accelerate adoption. Tech-driven US automaker Rivian is currently developing electric adventure vehicles, including a much-anticipated electric pickup truck for release in 2021. The company has made waves for a suite of additional services to entice new vehicle owners from day one of product launch, including its own insurance policies, like Tesla, and collision repair services. Chinese EV maker NIO has an aspiration to shape a joyful lifestyle for other users. While vehicles remain the core component shaping that joy, the brand has expanded significantly around the EV experience. This includes offers from NIO Life, which is an apparel brand, NIO House, an on-site clubhouse experience in Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen, and NIO Power, mobile charging, valet charging, and battery swap services. China is now the world's largest supplier of EVs, with dynamic brands like NIO signifying further disruption to the industry, and that's on its way. So where do you start? Get closer to your target consumer. Invest in customer intelligence to understand how to be useful to potential non-users. Looking beyond the engine can mean near-in product and technology add-ons, as well as broader experience plays that accelerate the transition by making EVs more compelling for consumers. Dream up and build out these other relevant offers around the core product, driving from your strategic purpose. And finally, the third consideration, consider new business models in light of the place of EV in the larger ecosystem. Electric vehicles play a key role in a new mobility ecosystem that is integrated, sustainable, and data-enabled. Some companies have responded to changing mobility behaviors with further out expansion of their business models. Many large auto manufacturers have made recent strategic acquisitions. These include investments like Volkswagen's MOIA VanShare app, Daimler's stake in peer-to-peer car-sharing company Turo, and Toyota's Hui app, based subscription service. Recognizing the significant stretch these moves represent, brands often stand alone from the parent, with Toyota's endorsement of Hui proving a notable exception. Chinese startup manufacturer iWays, which stands for AI is on the way, makes a partnership approach part of its core philosophy, seeking to benefit from pre-existing expertise and cooperate extensively, particularly on autonomous mobility. When it can truly offer something new as a sole maker, the company develops it. For example, its charging robot, known as Carl, was recently awarded several Asian and European patents. Carl will be fully autonomous and summoned via an app, navigating wherever charging is needed by GPS. Alongside its differentiated purpose statement, Mercedes, again, stands out for realigning its business and brand to a wider ecosystem view, creating the EQ brand for its electric mobility business. Meanwhile, parent company Daimler has partnered with BMW to develop autonomous vehicles. So where to start? Consider the diverse build, buy, or partner strategies at your disposal to explore further out parts of the mobility space. Think about how you might want to integrate something new that's potentially further out from your business. Brand can be used to support business strategy in a variety of ways, from keeping your core product intentionally separate, to integrating and extending the experience you offer to your target audience via endorsements, and of course, co-branding. So summing this all up, in an emerging mobility landscape, consumers are on a journey to greater adoption of electric vehicles. The current barrier is high, but the importance of sustainable, clean mobility is widely acknowledged. On a strategic level, purpose can help you to stand out, creating a higher level reason to be and connecting to consumers about lifestyle or emotional benefits. An expanded offer around your core EV product helps to extend and enrich the story you can tell, from tech functionality to service level brand extensions. Diverse strategies can support exploration into novel business models, opening a world of options for capturing opportunity. It's been an absolute pleasure to be talking to you today. My name has been Ben Osborne. This has been Siegel & Gale. I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Siegel & Gale Says. You can read more thought leadership pieces and explore our work at siegelgale.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen. While you're at it, please leave us a review. See you next time.